This is Dr. Minghas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Colin Petri, Colleen Petrie, date of birth 03/17/1954, date of appointment September 30, 2025, requesting physician Randy Salmon, RANDYSALMON. NP. Dear Randy Salmon, I have the pleasure of seeing Colleen Petri today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 71-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who about 4 days ago went to the daughter's house to take care of the grandchild. She was tired at that time. She went up a stair. She was having difficulty going up a stair. She also developed trouble talking. Blood pressure was high. She went to the emergency room. She was admitted over there. MRI of the brain done, which shows chronic white matter changes, but no acute infarct. CT angiogram of the head and neck done, which shows severe narrowing of the left vertebral artery at its origin, narrowing of the distal branch of the right MCA, and severe narrowing of the left subclavian central venous catheter tip in the artery at its origin. Please rewrite again, severe narrowing of the left subclavian central venous. Please remove that, severe narrowing of the left subclavian central venous catheter. Please remove this line. She is going to see the vascular doctor. Past medical history. Hypertension, broken wrist, dislocated toe, right, left foot, repair of the toes, right foot, TIA, past surgical history, carpal tunnel release, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Norvasc, Plavix, 75 milligram, aspirin, 81 milligram, allergy medication. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives alone, have 4 children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased with kidney tumor, 4 sisters and 7 brothers. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin. Metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. And I found out that she is having vertigo, weakness, joint pain, joint stiffness, physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowels on present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, except hand grip 4/5, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. assessment and plan. 75-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, transient cerebral ischemia. Number two, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number three, severe narrowing of the left vertebral artery at its origin. Number four, narrowing of the distal branch of the right MCA. Number five, dizziness. Next paragraph, her history is suggestive of TIA. I will continue the aspirin and Plavix. I will suggest to start the statin, but patient refused it. Her hand grip is weak. I suggest EMG of the upper extremity, but patient refused this also. I will advise to follow for her vascular issue, for vascular with vascular surgeon and or neurosurgeon. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.